What did you break when you borrowed it? Or maybe somebody borrowed it from you and they broke it. This story is just heartbreaking to me. I'm like, no. A guy wrecked a $150,000 Maserati that he borrowed from his buddy.
Oh, gosh, that hurts me.
Here's the thing, too. You can't lie about this one. The accident was caught on a highway security camera, and the video shows the sports car skidding out of control across the road right into the empty highway. He was going 111 miles per hour and crashed, thankfully, into a safety barrier on the other side of the road. I mean, he could have killed himself, hit somebody else. Luckily, the driver and the two passengers weren't seriously injured in the accident. Here's the bad part, though, Alex. The driver likely lost a friend in the process because the insurance company has said, we are not going to cover this.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You got full coverage. Okay, let's just make it an average person thing. Let's say you got a $15,000, $25,000, $30,000 car, not $150,000. Live the Web Girl borrows my car. They catch her doing donuts and stuff, which sounds like your typical weekend. I'm going to be pissed if they're like, yeah, Joe, your car is no longer covered. Sorry about that.
Dude, I would hope that if they can afford a $150,000 car, then they can afford this, you know, replacement. But that blows.
317-239-1009. What did you break? Maybe you let a friend borrow it and they broke it. We're just trying to find out because this guy got his $150,000 Maserati totaled. Now, if you're the guy that had his car busted, are you expecting your friend to pay you back the money for that?
Oh, I'm sure
it's not covered.
It's your fault. You let him drive it.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, what do you think?
There's no way that person can pay back $150,000. And if they can, they're just like a bunch of billionaires chilling out, then yeah, I mean, can pay me back. I don't care if I let him drive it or not.
That's the one upside. I assume people like to, you know, fake it till they make it. But I assume if you have a $150,000 vehicle, something that high end, that you could probably afford another one. Like, but if my car happened like that, I'm like, I can't afford another car.
Wow.
I'm going to be taking like Uber or Lyft everywhere. I'm going to be riding the bus. Now, when you were kids, I feel like this is most likely to happen. Did you break anything of a friend's? Like, did you ever borrow something?
I mean, I'm sure I did, but I can't remember anything because it's probably so common. But I do remember one specific time a couple years ago on Halloween, my friend was drunk calling this boy off my phone because her phone was dead. And
okay.
She freaking dropped my iPhone and completely shattered it.
So did she have to pay for it? Like, did her
parents? No, she didn't pay for it. Well, definitely not her parents. She was like 22 at the time, but her parents didn't pay for it. And she was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know how that happened. Like, I think you did it. And I was like, I know I definitely did not do that. You were just talking on the phone. And then we just never talked about it again.
Weirdly, my story also has to do with Halloween time.
Okay.
When I was in middle school, I had a sleepover at a girlfriend's house. And, we had the idea to set up like a haunted house in her basement, like to scare each other.
That's,
you know,
kind of cool. Yeah. Okay. Did you divide it up into two then? Or just like, how'd you set it up?
Well, we were just like putting up scary Halloween decorations,
okay,
and gonna hide and like scare each other and all that kind of stuff. Well, I had the idea there was like a kitchen in the basement. And I had the idea of putting this, like, I don't know what it was, like an aluminum skeleton head, like a zombie head from a display or something like that, in the microwave and turning it on. Because I thought if it's spinning around in the microwave with the light in there, that it will look scary, like a real creepy face.
Woo.
And so, of course, it caught on fire. And the entire microwave catches on fire. It starts burning down her downstairs kitchen.
What?
Yeah. And so, like, just like the cabinets and everything before, we threw a bunch of water on it. And I'm like, I mean, I am shaking. I'm so scared to go upstairs and tell this girl's mother what I just did.
I would be, too. Like, did they have to call the fire department?
Well, her mom was livid, got all these girls. I mean, there was like 11 of us. There was a lot of girls.
Uh-huh.
Into a little group. And she starts screaming at us and says, who did this? I'm going to call the police if no one confesses. And I was like, I'm going to jail.
Wait, how old were you?
I was, or not 11. I was a little, I was probably 13. I was in middle school.
Okay, so 12, you were a little pyro. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't realize that something like aluminum like that would catch on fire in the microwave. That was my bad. But she ended up getting it out of me, so she didn't end up calling the police. But I was so mortified, and I've never lived it down.
Erica on the north side, what happened? What did you borrow or have let somebody borrow?
One of my friends borrowed my car. I just put rims on it, and
okay,
she was driving back from Lafayette and hit a pothole. vehicle and busted two of my rims.
Dang.
So when I went back to go and order the rims, they said, oh, well, we sell them in a set of four, not in a set of two or one. So I had to go back and buy four more of them and made her pay for the two that she busted.
Oh, good.
And I had to pay for two of them.
Good.
She really wasn't mad about it. She goes, Erica, I busted it. It was my fault. I wasn't paying attention to the road. I'll pay for it. I was glad that I had a friend like that, because if it was probably somebody else, I'd be like, yeah, no, Erica, we're not paying for this. No, it's too much money.
Yeah, that's a good friend. She's a good friend. Keep her around.
How much do rims cost? Because I always wanted to put them on my old Saturn Ion, but I didn't.
The ones that I got cost me $3,000.
$3,000?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Those were like spinning rims or something.
They were the ones that were dipped with a different kind of color. There were two different colors of them, so
yeah,
they were dipped differently.
Oh, I can
so
do that for you.
More.
I got a paintbrush. What do you want? I'll do it for $500. Hey, Erica, thank you so much. Yes. What are you rolling on? Are we got 20s, 22s?
Right now, I'm actually, my car's in the shop, but it's on 20s right now. I'm rolling around in my mom's Volvo right now.
Okay. Fodo Volvo. Thank you so much, Erica. By the way, back in the day, I'll admit this, I had my little purple Plymouth Breeze. I had those hubcaps that had spinners. One of them actually fell off and spun down the road without the spinning right there. But I was the coolest guy.
Oh, my. Yeah, for sure the coolest guy.
Hey there, hater.